welcome to the Harshman Travel Radio Show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Pamela and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Harshman Travel Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Pam and Ron's success as entrepreneurs has allowed them to pursue their passion in the travel industry. Listen to Harshman Travel Radio Show and learn about Pam and Ron as they discover the joy that comes from being part of the travel industry. You might have a chance of working with them in their business ventures and your travel plan. So listen in and enjoy the journey. Now on to our Building Fortunes Radio Show with Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingles. Let's get started, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here, and you're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And we are here on Harshman Travel Radio Show. We do this every Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and when the weather feels about it or when the weather feels good. So far, we've been pretty lucky. We've been going through a couple of hurricanes, remnants of hurricanes, the challenges associated with hurricanes. We're going to talk a little bit about how the travel industry has responded and actually taken a step up, if you will, on what they're doing relative to the hurricanes, which are just amazing things you're going to hear about. But the first thing I wanted to do is I want to introduce Pam and Ron Harshman. Pam has been a customer of ours forever, and or it feels like forever. And when we started Building Fortunes Radio, I heard that she was going to do something with being a travel agent. And I said, you know, a lot of our Building Fortunes Radio audience travels. They travel to events. They travel personally. When they make a lot of money, they travel all over the place. As their companies expand, they go into different countries. So this would be a wonderful opportunity to be able to have a real travel agent be able to help host a radio show and keep us informed of what's happening in the travel industry, especially with things like, you know, travel restrictions, travel changes, the marketplace, evolution of what's happening with the internet. I really do think that a well-informed person really has the best chance of getting the best deal. Plus, many people don't realize that when you use Harshman Travel as a travel agent, you don't pay extra. It's not like, well, the reason why I'm not using a travel agent is because they can't afford to pay their commission. It's not like that at all. You actually get the benefits of all of their knowledge and their service without having to pay extra. The other side of the equation pays their fees. So I was really super excited when we got started with Pam, and then, of course, Ron jumped in and started working with that as well, and we really got a large number of experiences and knowledge coming from Ron Harshman as well. But I wanted them to introduce themselves, tell you a little bit about their backgrounds, and we'll start off, of course, ladies first. So, Pam, over to you.
Hey, Peter, it's nice to be here. Thank you for the great introduction. And yes,
it seems
we have been friends forever, and that is a good thing. Anyway, a little bit about my background is I started my working years in law enforcement, started as 911 dispatch, moved myself up to work towards court administration, did that for many, many moons, and then I met Ron and moved from the Pacific Northwest down here to Florida. And once I did the move, rather than being able to transfer laterally, I did not want to start at the bottom of the ladder again. So I was looking around for something that I could kind of work independently and at home. Ended up getting my real estate license and followed by my broker's license. Did real estate and sold that for several years, and then I just kind of got burned out. I figured out that just wasn't my niche, so I ended up getting my life and health insurance license and sold Medicare supplements to the senior population. Absolutely loved going to their homes and visiting and chit-chatting because I'm a yakker. And did that for several years, and I kept seeing these things coming across my Facebook news feed about MLMs and home-based businesses and things. So I kind of got my feet wet and dabbled in that, and that's where we met. Had some winners and had some losers, but one day I was introduced into the travel industry and got really excited. excited about it. Ron and I are empty nester baby boomers, and we had kind of been kicking around the idea that we need to go start traveling a bit more and seeing some places before we get too old. And so when I came home and talked to him about this, the more we looked at it and hashed it out, the more excited we got. And when we finally made the decision to jump in, we did it wholeheartedly, and we have not looked back since. We absolutely love it. We're doing more traveling ourselves. We're helping people get their vacations and travels taken care of, and it's just been a super experience.
Excellent. Okay, good. And then let's go over to Ron.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Peter. Good to be here again. My background is much different from Pam's. I spent many, many years as a licensed clinical psychologist and was heavily involved in both sides of the profession, both the professional affairs side, the organization, the ethics committees and boards of directors and those kinds of things. So very heavily involved there. And obviously very heavily involved in the clinical end, doing my all of my training. When I was doing my bachelor's training, my supervisor there made it very clear that in order to really be good and do the job properly, it would be important to do all of my educational training at different institutions with different supervisors, different approaches, etc. So I ended up following that advice and getting my bachelor's in one place, my master's in another place, my doctorate somewhere else, and then internship in a different place. And on the clinical side, he made it very clear that in order to really be a good practitioner and a knowledgeable practitioner, it would be extremely important to get a good solid basis in all of the social service delivery systems. And then, if I chose to go into private practice, I could do that with a very firm basis of understanding pretty much all areas of psychological need. So I followed his advice and did exactly that, spent a good number of years working for pretty much all of the social service delivery systems, going from, chief psychologist at maximum security federal penitentiaries, to working with the parole board, to working with child welfare and residential treatment center for adolescents and psychiatric facilities, hospitals, etc. So got a very firm grounding and eventually ended up going into private practice. And it was an interesting transition because I very quickly began to specialize, and the area that I was specializing in was pretty much working with young couples, raising kids, doing a lot of sexual counseling, a lot of marital counseling, a lot of pre-divorce counseling and that kind of thing. And because of the changing times, we were finding that there were there was a significant increase in the number of divorces amongst young couples, and obviously as a result of that, a good number of disputed custody cases. And I was very enthralled with that, very, very interested and challenged in that whole area. And just by chance, as I was beginning to specialize in that area, there were some major changes happening in the whole area of child custody litigation. And it started in Canada, very quickly moved to the U.S. But up until that time, if there was a divorce with a young family, young couple with young kids, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that custody was going to go with mommy and daddy was going to get some kind of visitation and access. But a lot of research was coming out very clearly indicating that that was not the way to go. And there was a good deal of research absolutely indicating clearly that in many cases it was the exact opposite way to go. So in Canada, first of all, and like I said, very quickly afterwards in the States, the judicial system started to move in the direction of saying that going forward, the primary consideration that judges would have to give when they were making decisions about custody and access of young children was making their decision based on the psychological best interests of the children involved. And obviously, lawyers, judges, people connected in the legal fraternity do not have the training, expertise, knowledge, or even in most cases the desire to get heavily involved in all that stuff. They're fine in making the decisions, but they don't want to go through the all the rigmarole of coming up with why make this decision as opposed to that decision. So there was a natural marriage between mental health and the legal system. And I was very fortunate. I was in Canada at the time that this was going on, and I was one of the first clinical psychologists to be appointed by the Supreme Court to represent the children's interests in divorce cases. And I was actually, although I was not an attorney, I was permitted to go into court and have pretty much all the rights of an attorney in terms of calling witnesses, cross-examining witnesses, et cetera, but I was there as the judge's witness and as the expert of the court. So I ended up doing a lot of training and teaching. I was an invited speaker at the Faculty of Law and got involved in the family law division there, doing a lot of teaching with students. And at the same time, in the psychology area, I was doing the same kind of coursework and training presentations at psychology association meetings, trying to teach other psychologists how to perform as an expert witness. So that was really interesting and challenging. It was a lot of heavy-duty work. It meant interviewing obviously, each parent, each of the kids separately, together, the kids with mummies, kids with daddy, all the corollary people who were involved, uncles, aunts, cousins, next-door neighbors, teachers, ministers, rabbis, et cetera, and then going into court with a full explanation with recommendations as to the best dispensation in terms of both custody and access. So it was challenging but very, very rewarding. Just by chance, I was visiting with some friends in South Florida, and they introduced me to a forensic psychiatrist who was very heavily involved in the court system in South Florida doing a lot of psychiatric forensic criminal work. And he was very interested in what I was doing in the civil side and basically asked me to give up my practice in Canada and move down to Florida and go into practice with him. He would continue to do the criminal forensic work, and he wanted me to introduce this whole area of civil forensics into the court system in South Florida. So I ended up doing that, and I was the first licensed mental health professional to be appointed to represent psychological best interests of children involved in disputed custody cases in both Dade and Broward counties in South Florida. So that was very challenging and very rewarding because it was a whole new avenue. After I did that for a number of years, I ended up moving out to California for a period of time. Another psychiatrist with whom I'd worked for many, many years while I was in Canada had an international training institute based in Los Angeles where they were training mental health professionals really from around the world, psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, marriage and family counselors, addictions counselors, etc. And he asked me to come out to California and take over as executive director of that institute and oversee all of the training that was going on. So that was, again, very challenging, very rewarding. I did that for a number of years, but then decided to come back to South Florida and dabbled for a short period of time with the managed mental health care movement, because that's basically what was going on at the time. Got thoroughly frustrated and angry with what I saw going on, in that arena because it was very clear to me that all people were talking about was managed money, having nothing to do with being concerned about the care that was being rendered. So as a result of that, I ended up with the Florida Department of Insurance, worked with them for a number of years, putting together brand new legislation that was enacted to, in essence, oversee the whole managed mental health care industry here in Florida. Again, very rewarding, very challenging. After I did that for a number of years, did some consulting because of the connections I'd made with the Department of Insurance, ended up doing some consulting in the Medicare supplement arena, did that for a number of years, and then Pam and I decided to move from Southeast Florida to Southwest Florida and semi-retire. We started raising alpacas, and Pam got involved very heavily with the MLM industry, the home-based business industry, and although that was of no interest to me, I was fully supportive of her doing it, and that's basically how you and I met on a pretty regular basis. I would answer the phone and say, oh, hi, Peter, hold on a sec, she's right here. And that was the extent of our relationship, but it's certainly grown from that over the last while. But in any event, when Pam came home and talked to me about travel, it was something that really grabbed both of us. As she said, we were getting to the age where we really recognized if we were wanting to travel, we better do it while we still could. The travel industry offered all kinds of wonderful perks for being involved in the industry with fam trips and different bonuses and things like that that you get as a travel agent. Pam and I decided that if we were going to do this, we were going to do it the right way. We were going to get all of the credentialing done and the certifications. And most important, we would spend a lot of time and effort finding those travel vendors that we felt we could legitimately and responsibly and ethically recommend, endorse, promote, and advertise. So we did that, and as Pam said, as a result, we've made some tremendous relationships with a number of very good vendors in a variety of arenas, river cruising, ocean cruising, all-inclusive resorts, etc. And we have really enjoyed it because, from my perspective, I spent all of my years in clinical practice working with people, helping them look at different options and things, but always situations of stress, whether it was parents sitting in the back of a courtroom watching their children get incarcerated or, families going through divorce, et cetera, et cetera. But with travel, it was basically being able to do the same thing, working with people, helping them make decisions, turning on lights, holding up mirrors. But it was all positive situations, people planning weddings, anniversaries, multi-level or, multi-generational family vacations, important life achievement times like retirement, 50th anniversary, etc. And it's been a blast. We've really enjoyed it, and I will shut up.
There we go. Well, we're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Harshman Travel Radio on Building Fortunes Radio. We will be right back.
You've been listening to the Harshman Travel Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingle. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device connected to the Internet by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Listen in often and get to know Pam and Ron. Go to the buildingfortunesradio.com website to listen in to the show. No matter where you're at in life, you can benefit by listening to and by working with Pam and Ron. Let them book your next cruise, vacation getaway, or group event. Listen to Harshman Travel Radio and witness their ability to pursue their dreams in the field they love. Thanks for listening. And now, back to the Harshman Travel Radio Show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Pam and Ron Harshman. We're talking about Harshman Travel. Forgot to mention in our intro that if you go to harshmantravel.com, make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Pam does a great newsletter. She has a fantastic website. She takes great pictures But if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll be made sure that you're up to date on some of the things that are happening in the travel industry. So, Ron, we usually use the second half of this segment to talk about what's happening in the travel world, and I know you wanted to spin this around some of the things that happened with the hurricanes. So over to you.
All righty, my friend. Thank you so much. One other thing with the newsletter is when you sign up for the newsletter, we also make it worth your while because you get a gift worth $50. So one
nice.
You sign up. Just to kind of wrap up the hurricane and everything that was going on there, make a few announcements. We've been very, very impressed with the responses that we've seen from the different cruise lines, obviously operating out of Florida and in this area. But in addition to really taking care of their clients during the hurricane, and we talked about a number of those issues last week, so I'm not going to go over them again, but they really did take care of people, offering full refunds and very serious discounts on new cruises if they had to cancel because of the hurricane. But what I'm finding is that even at this point, we're obviously seeing a number of cancellations. I keep getting notices from the various cruise lines about different itineraries that have had to be canceled. Obviously, right now, anything going out of San Juan, anything going out of the Barbados, those trips have all been canceled. But more important than that, and certainly more touching to me, was some of the information that I've been getting, and one that I just wanted to talk about a little bit, is one of our favorite cruise lines is Norwegian Cruise Line. And I got a notification from the president and CEO of NCL that really impressed me and told me how, very much committed, not only to passengers, but just to the whole industry, these people are. And when the first hurricane went by, there was some tremendous damage done to St. Thomas, NCL sent one of their ships, the Norwegian Sky, over to St. Thomas. And on the way over there, they had their crew members and people spending, the 60-plus hours that it takes to get to St. Thomas, putting together all kinds of supplies that they were taking over there. The carpenter team gathered plywood, tarps, hammers, nails. Housekeeping gathered clean sheets and towels. Food and beverage spent days making and bagging ice, more than 160 oversized bags of it. They were putting together all kinds of cutlery, all kinds of supplies. They had over 35 pallets of supplies that were sent over there. And then once they delivered all of those, they came back to Miami with close to 1,000 passengers. And it was cute because he said, I'll read exactly what he said, he had almost 1,000 very special guests, along with a few furry family members, to Miami. And these were people who were obviously displaced from their homes. And the cruise line just took it upon themselves to, in essence, give back, and they are continuing, as I mentioned last week, a lot of the Eastern Caribbean ports are now going to be closed for, several weeks, months, and possibly even up to a year or so. But the cruise lines are basically doing what they can in terms of taking supplies over there, bringing people back here, and really participating in the responsible results and response to the damage done. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is we've touched several times on the whole issue of travel insurance, and as I said before, we look at this basically as travel protection. And I just wanted to clarify that with travel protection insurance, the cost is certainly very, very reasonable, and it covers a good number of things. I mean, we've talked about, well, what happens if a trip is canceled? What happens if there's a trip interruption? What happens if there's, you know, your baggage is lost or your baggage is delayed because of one thing or another? And I've made comment that all of those things are very important, and perhaps one of the most likely uses and needs for travel protection insurance is in the straight medical and medical help, and, you know, God forbid if there's a accidental death at the time, you know, while you're on a cruise. And in looking at the plan summaries of the insurance packages that are available, I've just been very, very impressed with the kinds of coverage that are, you know, available for people at, as I say, very, very reasonable costs. If the trip is canceled, your entire cost is covered. If there's a trip interruption, your cost plus 50% is covered. If your baggage is lost, they cover up to a certain amount. If your baggage is delayed for 12 or more hours, they pay on that. Medical coverage is there. For any medical, as we've talked about before, with most health insurances for people not on Medicare, most policies say that they will cover you outside the United States for life-threatening emergency. If it's not life-threatening, even if it's an emergency, most plans will not cover. Medicare itself does not cover anybody outside the United States. If you have Medicare plus a Medicare supplement, most of the supplements will cover you outside the country to the same extent that Medicare would have covered you in the United States, so that's there. But even medical evacuation, if, God forbid, somebody dies and they have to be flown back to the United States, you know, that's covered up to $1 million coverage. So it's something that we very much recommend that people look at as part of the package, not as an add-on. It's something that, you know, if you are concerned about making an investment, which most travel is, whether it's a small one or a moderate one or a major one, the extra cost that's involved in protecting that investment is, in our opinion, very much well worth it. So I wanted to just clarify that in relation to the hurricane, and hopefully we will not have any information about hurricanes for a good long period of time. The other thing that I did want to mention, this is the last week that I'll kind of preempt it. Hopefully next week I'll have some specifics to talk about it. We've mentioned before that October has been designated as the Plan a Cruise Month by CLIA, the Cruise Lines International Association, and each of the cruise lines is putting together very special packages, very tempting money-saving packages that are very attractive for people who book a cruise during the month of October 2017. The cruise can be any time. It can be 2017, 2018, 2019. They're even booking right now up to 2020. So it's not a matter of you have to take a cruise in October, but certainly people are going to want to really examine the opportunities and the sales and the special offers that are going to be available during October. And realize that you don't pay for your trip in October. You put down a deposit, and your trip does not have to be paid in full until, you know, much closer to your actual travel time. In most cases, it's about 90 days before sailing. So that's something that we will have a lot of information about next week. We've already gotten a couple of the cruise lines have responded, and some of the things that I've seen so far are very, very attractive in terms of the amount of deposit, in terms of the total cost of the cruise and the itineraries, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll have a lot to talk about next week, and then we will certainly be able to respond to anybody's interest in looking at a cruise at any time in the future. If they can book it during October, that would be fantastic for them.
Excellent. Okay, good. Great. And thank you for the information. Make sure you go to harshmantravel.com. Their contact information is there. You can pick up the previous radio shows that we've done on Building Fortunes Radio. Just do a search for Harshman Travel. You'll be able to find all the previous radio shows that we've done. There's all the Facebook shares and likes and all that sort of stuff there as well, so you can share this with your friend. Ron, one of the benefits of joining and working with you as a travel agent is you'd be able to ask you questions. So say, for instance, like Puerto Rico really had a lot of damage. If I had booked a family vacation to Puerto Rico sometime in the future, and say, for instance, now it hasn't happened yet. Say this is September, and maybe we were planning on going down there for December, but I've changed my mind because of the challenges, obviously, with Puerto Rico. We don't even know what's happening with them just yet. No electricity. Challenges all over the place. I'd say, you know what, I don't think I want to do Puerto Rico so close to these challenges.
Right.
Well, would I be able to call you up and you walk me through what my options would be?
Absolutely. And with most of the different vendors, if you had planned a cruise that's going to be stopping in San Juan, those are totally cancelable with full refunds. If you had actually made reservations at one of the resorts in Puerto Rico, most of those have already responded that they are going to do likewise. They're going to give full refunds. And at this point in time, specifically with Puerto Rico, the last that I have heard is that really they don't know. They have no idea of when they're going to get power back. It's not a matter of fixing. It looks like it's a matter of rebuilding their entire power structure. So that's going to definitely take time. It's interesting because as long as we're talking along these lines with a place like Puerto Rico, I have also received information both from the Jamaica Tourist Board and the Curacao Tourist Board. And their responses have been, we are giving all of our good wishes, et cetera, to other Caribbean sites, but we are open for business and we are looking at coming up with very special deals to attract people to be able to make vacations and have vacations throughout the Caribbean, areas that have not been that badly hit by the hurricanes. So, yeah, long-winded answer to your question, Peter, I think the most important aspect is that if you're dealing with a qualified travel agent and a situation like this comes up, calling us gives us the opportunity to look at all of the options that are available and really turn on a lot of lights, hold up a lot of mirrors, find out from the people exactly what they're looking for in a vacation and be able to put together a substitute plan that is going to, really be a very good opportunity and a very welcome vacation package for the people involved, instead of just saying, oh, well, let's see if we can cancel this and we'll go online and see what else is there and, go through the rigmarole of calling places and finding out, no, we're sorry, we're closed as well, or yeah, we're open, or whatever. I mean, there's so many things, so many degrees of negative effect from these storms that you really have to know who you're asking, what you're asking, and what to believe with the answers that you're getting.
Right, so if there's ever a time where knowing inside information is helpful, it is now. So above and beyond everything else, it is definitely now. Okay, good. Well, we are done with our radio show. Thanks for being here, everyone. We're going to catch you next week on Harshman Travel Radio. And thanks, Pam and Ron. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Have a good week, everyone.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Harshman Travel Radio Show segment on Building Fortunes Radio. with your hosts Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Meagle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear previous radio shows with Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Meagle. Pam and Ron's success as entrepreneurs has allowed them to pursue their passion in the travel industry. Listen to Harshman Travel Radio Show and learn about Pam and Ron as they discover the joy that comes from being part of the travel industry. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingles and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.